Southwark News, Thursday, February the 9th, 2017. 1, 2, 3, not easy as ABC. Teachers and students stabbing in dark as GCSE grade boundaries have changed, says Head. A Camberwell head teacher has hit out at the government for leaving teachers and students stabbing in the dark after failing to provide clear GCSE grade boundaries. Serge Sefai, head teacher at Sacred Heart Catholic School, said teachers no longer knew whether a GCSE exam paper counted as a pass or fail under the government's new 9-to-1 measure. From this summer, the new English language, English literature and maths GCSEs will be graded 9-to-1 rather than A star to G, with a grade 9 reflecting the highest grade set above the current A star. Those three subjects will appear as 9-to-1 grades on exam certificates this summer, while other subjects will continue to appear as A star to G grades until the new grading structure is applied to them in 2018 and 2019. The government has set a grade 5 as a good pass for the new GCSEs, but said it does not expect employers, colleges or universities to raise the bar to a 5 if a 4 would meet their requirements. And Mr. Sefai says that children have been told a 4 will mean they don't have to resit. Mr. Sefai, who is also executive head of St. Thomas the Apostle College in Nuthead, said this had caused immense confusion for both teachers and pupils as to whether they would pass or not. The line of pass or fail is the key thing for the children, said the head teacher, who has taught in Lambeth and Southwark for 37 years. There had always been movement of the grade boundaries, but now we are actually guessing where the goalposts are. Someone has got to stop messing around with our system. I want to know where the goalposts are, and I want them to remain still. They, the government, are going to wait and get every raw score from the entire country, and then some idiot of a politician who's divorced from the reality of education and how difficult it is, will decide what percentage of our children will pass what, and then the children will be given grades accordingly. Mr. Sefai said some of the teachers in his school felt a little demoralised as they were still expected to reach targets. There's that sense of confusion and my job's on the line, that head teacher has got me down for this target and that target, but I'm stabbing around in the dark here, he said. Because I have done A star to G, if you gave me a paper, I could tell you quite quickly, that's going to be a B and that's going to be a C, essentially, if that's my subject area. But I can't tell you if that's going to be a 4 or a 5, because nobody has given me a paper to say that's a typical 4 and that's a typical 5. Assistant head teacher Luke Williams, who also teaches English, has experienced firsthand how the unclear grade boundaries are affecting teachers and students. I think the uncertainty is actually quite cruel for the students, he said. We are talking about pupils not knowing what grade might be good enough to move on to college or A-levels. This particular group of Year 11 students are guinea pigs in an educational experiment where the claim is for higher standards and more rigour, but they need to make it clear what those standards are. Mr. Williams said he had noticed an increase in how anxious his Year 11 students were about their upcoming GCSE exams. They are in the dark, and that's an unfair burden place on 15 and 16 year olds, he said. Students always get anxious about exams, but I have noticed an increase in how anxious and uncertain the students in my class are about what's going to happen and how they're going to do. I think that's directly connected with this whole issue. We know roughly what's going to be in the papers and what skills they're looking for, but the mark schemes are devoid of any reference to the grades or grade boundaries. I've got set 4 in Year 11, and in the past our school set 4 pupils have got a grade C or above, and now we don't really know what a C or above means, so I do anticipate some turbulence and anomalies. A Department for Education spokesperson: our GCSE reforms will create gold standard qualifications that match the best education systems in the world and allow young people to compete in an increasingly global workplace. We continue to work closely with the sector to ensure they understand what the changes will mean for them when they come into effect later this year.